Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi Authority, coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the Fantasy Authority. I'm Christian Welch, a.k.a. Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I am your host for this adventure. Starting off today with some TFA news close to the pod. CJ is going to take some time off from content creation. You know, we really appreciate CJ and his efforts for this pod and to TFA in general, and we're absolutely going to miss him. We wish him the best of luck in anything he's going to do going forward. But the pod is going to be me solo going forward. I may bring on a guest from time to time for some long form conversation, but in general, they're going to be shorter, 20 minute or less episodes, direct to the point and just loaded with info. So let's go ahead and get started this week with some news. Caden Salter, you know, former Tennessee quarterback that we talked about on the last pod, you know, recently was dismissed from Tennessee for multiple arrests before even starting his freshman year. He has a landing spot. So he has landed at Liberty. With Hugh Freeze, looks like he'll be the quarterback after Malik Willis moves on. Interesting fit. Love Salter as a prospect, you know, four-star, very strong prospect coming out of high school. Looking forward to him at Tennessee. Obviously, that didn't work out, but Liberty's an interesting landing spot. Hugh Freeze is a great offensive coach. Malik Willis is obviously putting up big numbers there, and it looks like Salter will get to sit behind him for a year and then take the reins as a, you know, as a sophomore maybe. So we'll see how that goes for Caden Salter and Liberty. I, for one, will be keeping my eye on it. So in other news, we're going to hop over to recruiting. So we had two pretty big commitments for the next two classes coming up over the past couple of days. So it started off with 2023 quarterback Malachi Nelson committing to Oklahoma. So Nelson is the number two quarterback in the 2023 class behind Arch Manning. It's really a debate, in my opinion, which one of those two guys is the top guy. A lot of people think it's Nelson. So, you know, just maybe the top quarterback in his class going to Oklahoma. And that sounds like pretty much like what we hear every year, right? Oklahoma just loading up again at the quarterback position. No surprise. Everyone expected this, but Nelson will be taking the reins at OU after Caleb Williams leaves, it looks like. So hopping down to the Bayou, 2022 running back Trevante Citizen of Louisiana stays at home and commits to LSU. So again, like Nelson to OU, this is one that I think everyone saw coming. But nonetheless, Citizen went ahead and pulled the trigger and committed to LSU. This is an absolute stud running back that I think is, you know, one of the future great ones coming out of LSU. So two massive, massive dominoes falling on the recruiting end. But let's go ahead and hop into the meat of the pod this week. So between now and the start of college football season, I want to do several episodes just like this. I'm going to build a Start 10 Superflex fantasy team from each conference. Today, instead of starting with a conference, I'm going to start with the non-conferences, if you will. So outside of the Power Five, we're going to blend the Group of Five and the Independents minus Notre Dame together. And we're going to just, you know, pick from that big litter there and put together the best fantasy team we can out of the guys that are not playing Power Five football. So let's go ahead and hop into this team. So at quarterback, I've got Malik Willis at Liberty. So we just talked about Liberty a little bit with the Caden Salter transfer. I've talked about Willis a few times on this show and in some of the content I've put out on YouTube for the Fantasy Authority. But Malik Willis is an Auburn transfer, 6'1", 215, just an absolutely incredible athlete. So last year at Liberty, 64.2% completion percentage, threw for 2,250 yards, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That's a 155.8 quarterback rating. The big thing with Willis, though, is he's absolutely a Konami code on the ground. 944 rush yards and 14 touchdowns. He's an elite rusher. He's got an absolute cannon for an arm. He wears the number 7. He will absolutely remind you of a raw, right-handed Mike Vick. My second quarterback, we're going to go out west to the Mountain West, and that's quarterback Carson Strong of Nevada. So quite the opposite player of Malik Willis. He's not a runner. He's a statue, as some would say. He's 6'4", 215, but this guy can sling the rock. 70.1% completion percentage, 2,858 yards, 27 touchdowns, 4 picks, 160.6 quarterback rating last year. This guy's big-bodied. He's big-armed, and he's got a quick release and tremendous accuracy. So this guy is not a dual threat whatsoever, but everything through the air this guy can do. I mean, he looks comfortable in the pocket, and he is delivering the ball quick and on time. Moving on to the running backs. Sincere McCormick from UTSA, so the Texas San Antonio Roadrunners. And this guy fits that name quite well, Roadrunner. 5'9", 200 pounds, 249 carries, 1,467 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns. Also had 20 catches for 131 yards. He's got good speed. He's very patient, and he's got excellent burst. But the biggest thing with him is he has tremendous vision. This is just a running back that looks like he knows what he's doing, and he really flashes at times. And my gosh, that production looks good to me. My second running back, we're going out to BYU. You know, it's not completely just the Zach Wilson show out there. Last year, while Zach Wilson was wowing all of us, their running back, Tyler Allgeier, was putting up 150 for 1,130 yards and 13 touchdowns at 5'11", 220. This guy's a former linebacker that just now played his first full year at running back and put up those numbers, 150 for 1,130 and 13. Again, former linebacker, he's a very strong physical runner. This guy, all he knows is how to, you know, inflict contact with that former linebacker background. The acceleration and speed on this guy at 220 is absolutely insane. This guy is a 4.4 or lower guy, and my gosh, I mean, you need to watch this film if you haven't. You know, this guy is something to see, and I really expect him to rise this year. So moving on to my wide receivers. My wide receiver, one, I'm heading right back to Nevada. So let's get Carson Strong's number one guy, and that's Romeo Doubs, 6'2", 200 pounds. Last year at Nevada, 58 catches, 1,002 yards, and 9 touchdowns. So Carson Strong could not stop looking this guy's way. He's a long, vertical receiver, excellent for the deep passing game. This guy tracks the ball tremendously in the air like a center fielder. And again, very, very productive, over 1,000 yards last year. Also at wide receiver, I've got C.J. Johnson from ECU. This guy's career has kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster so far. So broke out as a freshman with 54 receptions for 908 yards and 4 touchdowns. Last year with the COVID year, no training camp, only 19 catches, 405 yards and 6 touchdowns. So we went from 54 receptions down to 19, but 19 for 405, that's over 21 yards per catch. So at 6'2", 230, we've seen almost 1,000-yard season as a freshman, and then we've seen 21 yards per catch as a sophomore. The guy's a little all over the place, but I, for one, with a 6'2", 230-pound frame, am really excited to see if this guy can fully put it together this year. And my third wide receiver, I've got Dante Wright from Colorado State. So definitely a smaller guy than Doubs and Johnson. 5'9", 180. So this guy is a true slot receiver. He only played 3 games in 2020, but as a freshman, 57 catches, 805 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And this guy just really pops when you're watching Colorado State. He's explosive off the line. He navigates the middle of the field tremendously, and my gosh, is he great after the catch. So at tight end, we're going to hop back out to Nevada again. And this is Cole Turner. So 6'6", 240, Cole Turner is a former wide receiver turned tight end. Since he switched positions, he's gained 25, 30 pounds to fill out his frame to be a tight end. Last year, again, in that Nevada offense, 49 catches for 605 yards and 9 touchdowns. So now that we've gone through the numbers of Strong, Dobbs, and Turner, you see what a tremendous watch Nevada is going to be for us this fall. Here's another cool thing. Those three guys are roommates at Nevada. So clearly there's some cohesion there. Those guys are putting in the extra work, and it's easy to see. But back to Turner, you know, former wide receiver, great hands. Because of that wide receiver background, you can just tell he's a very natural route runner. It comes easy to him. And he's really perfect for what we're looking for in fantasy, a big receiver playing the tight end position. So moving on to my flexes, I'm going to play a running back in both of my flex positions. The first one, just like Malik Willis, is an SEC transfer. This guy came from Alabama, and that's Jerome Ford, Cincinnati's running back. Jerome Ford is 5'11", 215. Last year carried the ball 73 times for 483 yards and 8 touchdowns. He was the number 12 all-purpose back in the 2018 class, and he had 6.6 yards per carry last year. You know, with the recruiting pedigree that he had on an offensive program like Cincinnati that's just rocking and rolling and could go undefeated this year, I'm expecting a massive breakout for Jerome Ford this year. And then my last starter is going to be George Halani from Boise State. 5'11", 205, only played 3 games in 2020 due to a leg injury. But as a freshman, massive freshman year, 192 carries, 1,014 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Also had 26 catches through the air for 206 and 3 touchdowns. He's a physical runner. He's not fast, but he has great lateral movement. And like I mentioned with those 26 catches, this guy has soft hands as a pass catcher and just looks really natural doing that. So he's a guy the NFL should like. As far as some honorable mentions, this group of five, and you know, plus the independents minus Notre Dame, I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in this group. So I felt bad going through this list without these two guys being on here. So two guys I want to touch on as honorable mentions are again, both going to be quarterbacks. The first one, we'll go right back to that Cincinnati program I just talked about with Jerome Ford. Their quarterback, Desmond Ridder. He's a 4-year starter, so he's already logged 3 complete years as a starter for Cincinnati, returning for his 4th this year. 6'4", 215. Last year, 66.2% completion, 2,296 yards, 19 touchdowns, 6 picks, 152.9 quarterback rating. And again, he's a dual threat, 592 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns rushing. He's got great size. He's a good runner. He's a good enough passer, but he needs to be great. He's not the runner Malik Willis is. He's not the passer that Strong is. He really needs to elevate his game this year. If he does so while Cincinnati's going undefeated, he's going to be on the NFL's radar. Another guy, Grayson McCall, quarterback of Coastal Carolina. So everybody remembers the Cinderella story that was Coastal Carolina last year, but I don't know how many realized that Coastal Carolina's quarterback was an absolute stud. Grayson McCall is 6'3", 200 pounds. Last year, 68.8% completion, 2,488 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. That's a 184.3 QB rating. Also a dual threat, 569 rush yards and 7 touchdowns. So this guy was killing people everywhere last year. Again, he's a dual threat. The pocket presence is amazing. This guy just has a great feel for the quarterback position, and his accuracy is impeccable. Again, only 3 picks last year. This guy just takes care of the ball, and he puts up huge numbers at Coastal Carolina. I really like him as a campus to Canton prospect because he's interesting to where he's eligible for the draft after this season, but he also has 3 years of eligibility. He's putting up, you know, close to Heisman-ish numbers there, you know, when I project him out for this season. So he's a guy that is going to put up huge numbers for you on the college fantasy end, but also could grow into a good NFL prospect as well. So I'm all over Grayson McCall. So to recap my team, so I've got Malik Willis from Liberty and Carson Strong from Nevada at quarterback. I've got Sincere McCormick from UTSA at running back, along with Tyler Allgeier from BYU. My 3 wide receivers are Romeo Dobbs from Nevada, C.J. Johnson from ECU, and Dante Wright from Colorado State. I've got Cole Turner, again from Nevada, at tight end. My 2 flexes are Jerome Ford, running back Cincinnati, George Halani, running back Boise State. My honorable mentions, Desmond Ridder, quarterback Cincinnati, and Grayson McCall, quarterback Coastal Carolina. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and also our YouTube channel over at the Fantasy Authority to keep up with all of our content. Follow us on Twitter at FF_authority, and then find me on Twitter at EvilEmpireFF. That's all I've got for you guys on this episode of the Devi Authority, and I'll catch you guys next time.